and welcome to Strong Tower Radio. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and we're going to be talking to a student missionary. You may not know what a student missionary is, but after you hear this program, you will find that it is a delightful program that change young people's life. Many times they're college students who take a year out and do service. So today, I have with me Kelsey, and her last name is Bright.
Sure is.
That name should be somewhat familiar because her family have, from time to time, there is a musical family. How many people are in your family, the Bright family?
There's seven people in my family.
Seven people in your family, and they all seem to be musical.
Mm-hmm. We love music.
And they put on concerts, Christian concerts. And so that's where that name is familiar to us, but they're also familiar because their family are Strong Tower Radio listeners.
Yes, we are.
And not only the Strong Tower Radio listeners, but Strong Tower Radio changed their lives and such. So let's have a word of prayer and go forward. Our great Heavenly Father, there's nothing better than to fully serve you, not half, but whole. You'll take half, you'll take a portion, but you have greater plans for each one of our listeners. And as Kelsey shares her story, let it resonate with many, whether it be young people or people of more advanced years, that giving your life fully to you is always worth it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Kelsey, your family are Strong Tower Radio listeners.
Yes.
It's already been established. And it's a wonderful story. I think it's representative is the impact of Strong Tower Radio on listeners' lives. Tell briefly how Strong Tower Radio affected your lives, and in some ways, the reason why you're in the studio has to do with being a Strong Tower Radio listener.
Absolutely. Back in, I think it was 2020, my dad was listening to Strong Tower Radio and enjoying just the very wholesome Christian content, and heard something after a while that he hadn't heard before. And so he studied the Bible to really find out, is this actually what God says? And turns out it was. And so after more and more studying, just really came to know the truth and put our family on a journey to find truth and really find what does the Bible teach. And after, it took me a few more years than my dad.
Just for full disclosure, you're 20 years old,
yes.
So your life is young, and
yes.
You had your own ideas and plans. You were in those formative years, those mid-teen years.
Yes, I was 16 at the time when everything kind of started.
And it changed your life and some of your associations. And
absolutely.
And you were pretty well rooted in the way you were. Let me tell you, listeners, this is just plain beautiful family. This is a wonderful, intact family, musicians. They love each other. You can tell that when they interact, just a beautiful Christian family. But the Lord put them on a journey to just take it another step forward.
Yes.
And so your dad studied, and he decided that he needed to change the church that he attended, and that had a full life experience. Your mother, did she come along at the same rate? Sometimes spouses are not always.
Not the same rate, but we all started going to church together at the
That's
new,
the best
at our new church.
To go together,
yeah. So each of us took our own pace and really accepting it for ourselves. We did start all going to church together. It took me a year, like after we started going to our new church, to really be open to studying for myself. And I did a year of Bible studies with a trusted friend. And after a year of that, I really decided, this is what the Bible says, and that's what I want to believe and what I want to follow. And so I got baptized, and then 1 week later, I left for college at Southern Adventist University.
That's a Seventh-day Adventist university in Tennessee, yes, near Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. And listeners, sometimes you can hear a smile on the radio, and she's smiling from ear to ear.
Absolutely.
And so you went to Southern Adventist University for a year, and something happened that changed your life again.
Yes. I had actually visited Southern about 5 months before actually going, just to kind of see what it was like. And while I was there, I became aware of their student missions program, in which they have so many opportunities for their students to take some time off of school, whether that's like just a week over spring break to a semester or a whole school year, to go sometimes just within the United States, but even overseas to serve God in so many different ways. And so I've loved that. Like, I've been familiar with missions my whole life. That's always been a priority in my family. And so I kind of thought, well, I'll just split my college experience in half and go after my sophomore year. It just seems like the logical thing to do. But God really put me into the path of so many previous student missionaries my freshman year, especially a lot of them who had been to Bolivia. And so I heard so much about Bolivia and Familia Feliz, which we'll talk about more. And God just really opened the doors after a lot of prayer and talking to people for me to go after my freshman year. So I went as a student missionary right after my freshman year and took a year off of school to do that.
So you went to the school. Tell us about the school. Where is it? It's Bolivia. Mm-hmm. But is it in the hills or is it in the city? Mm-hmm. Tell us about this.
It's just outside of a town called Rurrenabaque, Bolivia. It's very rural, right on the edge of the Andes Mountains on the Amazon Basin. So it's very tropical.
You can see the mountains.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you can. It's beautiful. It's such a beautiful place. Very hot, very humid, and just very different from what I'm used to, but it was...
And you're from Michigan. What part of Michigan?
Yes, Midland, Michigan.
Midland, Michigan. Mm-hmm.
So definitely more used to cooler temperatures, but it was just very different, very third world. Bolivia is a very poor country. The area that we were in was very rural, very poor, very, very third world. So no air conditioning. All the living is very like open living, only screens.
So which leads to some complications.
Yes. It was very hot. A lot of bugs, mosquitoes, you know, very different, but very eye-opening, just completely changed my perspective on life. And
explain that, just how did it change?
Yes.
I mean, you came from a wonderful middle class,
yes,
stable family into an environment that was vastly different.
Yes. Changed my perspective because I was so content there. It was shocking at first, and there was a lot of just adjustment time. So it wasn't easy, especially those first 2 months were very difficult because there was also the language barrier. I hardly knew any Spanish, and that's all the kids spoke there. And so I had to learn Spanish kind of just by immersion, which was amazing. Such a blessing to be able to do that. But yes, the adjustment was difficult, but it gave me a new perspective because I was able to see how content and how happy I could be with so little because I had everything that mattered. And so
you had great relationships.
Yes. Yes. And God's the same God down there as he is here. And so, yeah, so I was content. And so that changed my perspective on what's really important in life and how blessed we are here and how we're so blessed and we don't even realize it until you're put into a situation where people have so little and they still are so happy.
That's right. Tell us about the school. How many students or how many? It's not an orphanage, but in effect, the dysfunction of some of the students, they all are somewhat orphans.
Yes. So Familia Feliz is a boarding school for at-risk children. in rural Bolivia, there's about 40 to 60 at the most. It depends as kids come and go, students, and ranging from ages 5 to 16. And it provides a safe haven for them because most of them have parents, but their parents are just unable to take care of them, whether that's for reasons of abuse or addiction or poverty. There's so many reasons, but many of the kids come from traumatic backgrounds, and so that brings a lot of baggage. So, yes, so the goal was to just give them a place where they can live, where they can be loved, where they can experience a family environment and also be given an education and learn about God and just have a place to belong.
Fantastic. Well, you were there for 8 months?
Yes.
And how did you grow? You said the adjustment was a culture shock.
Yes.
And then you had how many students were you responsible for?
I was a house parent in the little girl's house, and I was taking care of 10 girls. I was there with another student missionary who came from America as well. And we hardly spoke any Spanish when we got there, so it was very challenging at first. But we were responsible for waking up the girls in the morning, getting them ready for school, feeding breakfast. They would go off to school for the morning. School was just a half a day. So they'd come home, we'd have lunch ready, we'd all eat, and then they would play throughout the afternoon. And then we'd cook dinner, have worship with them, put them to bed. Basically, we were just moms to them. And so that was also very growing for us as well, being so young, never having experienced motherhood, but just adopting a role of mom to these girls who need that so desperately.
Tell us a few stories that would be representative of the time you spent with these young girls.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. I think one story that comes right to mind was a time that we had a water fight in the yard. It was a very hot day.
Kids have water fights there too?
Oh, absolutely. Especially when it's like 95 degrees and sunny. So a struggle that I definitely had first semester especially was with so many girls in the house, there was so much to do. And the cooking is very different there than it is here because everything is from very like raw ingredients. Everything's very much from scratch. So it involves a lot more work generally than cooking in America does.
So did you bring your mom's recipes?
No, I did not because I don't know that I could have even made them there. I could have made some, but I
they
did
learn
They
don't have microwave.
No microwave. So everything was done with a gas stove. Except when we ran out of propane, then it was done just over fires. So
how good were you at that?
So I got a lot better. It was definitely a struggle at first, but just like most things there, I got better with practice and God always provided what I needed. And so it was good. But on this particular day, I had just been in general thinking about how much time I was having to spend in the kitchen because I was putting breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the table for these 10 girls. And it was a lot of work. And so I was finding myself being in the kitchen almost constantly with cooking. And then feeding
them, cleaning
up.
So can you watch the kids while you're doing
all
the cooking?
Yes, and so they're playing and I'm here to interact with them and to show them the love of Jesus. And I was just having this internal struggle of I need to be feeding them physically, but I want to be able to love on them more and just play with them. And so anyways, on this particular day, I had some extra time. And for some reason, I don't know who started it, but we were outside. Some people were doing laundry. And someone started throwing water at someone else, and it turned into like a 45-minute water fight where we all were just laughing and having so much fun, and it was such a beautiful moment of connection with them. And it helped me for the rest of my time, because that happened early on, to just have an example of a way that I could just leave the kitchen and, you know, there we'll eat. We'll eat when we eat, and it's okay. And just to kind of relax a little bit and just really adopt a more connecting role with them. to just show them that life is fun and that it doesn't all have to be hard and, you know.
Did you help them with their homework?
Or? Yes. Okay. Yep. Because they would have homework. Sometimes they just wanted to talk too about what's on their hearts. And that was really difficult, especially at the beginning, because I couldn't always understand what they were saying. And so I could tell that they were distressed or talking about something that happened in the past that weighed on them. And I do remember one of my girls, she's 12. She came to me one time just sobbing. And because she was missing her mom, and her mom wasn't really in the picture. She had gotten with a man that ended up just beating, her name was Fabiola, the girl, and just a horribly abusive situation. And she was just crying, and I was just holding her. And I just couldn't wrap my brain around what would cause someone to beat such a precious child. And so it was heartbreaking, but it felt like also such an enormous privilege and responsibility to be caring for these girls who are carrying so much themselves at such a young age, so much hurt and sadness. And it was just such a privilege to be able to give her love in that moment, even though I couldn't understand everything that she was saying because my Spanish wasn't very good. But that was an example of a way to provide some healing for their hurting hearts.
What would be a story or an example of when you really got through to one of the girls and you think maybe a lasting impression?
Mm-hmm. You think? There was one of my girls who was throwing a tantrum one time. Well, it happened a lot of times because she didn't want to shower. I don't remember exactly what the situation was. Sometimes it was over not wanting to shower. It could be simple things.
How old was she?
She's 8. Okay. Well, she's 9 now, but she was 8 at the time. And she had gotten into the state of mind where she just wasn't reasonable at all. And there wasn't a whole lot I could do to bring her out of that.
She completely lost it. Huh?
Yes, she did. And it had happened before in the past. And one of my fellow student missionaries turned on Spanish hymns on our little speaker because she was just really struggling. And that made her really angry that she had turned the music on. And it was a moment that I actually thought, you know, I think there's some very powerful evil forces working right now, because my friend turned on the hymns and she just got really mad, like, turn that off, like, turn that off. But after a little while, it didn't take long, and she really calmed down. She really calmed down quickly, and it was amazing. Very powerful moment. And she calmed down, and we were able to talk to her. And, you know, it could get discouraging sometimes there because it was difficult to see some progress in the kids because, well, yes, I was there 8 months. It's really not that long to see a lot of, like, behavioral improvement, depending on the situation. But after that tantrum, she was so much better. And she was one of the kids that was kind of known on campus for being a little bit more of a tough kid through a lot of tantrums. And after that tantrum, they were very less frequent, very, very less frequent. And so that was definitely a moment where I was able to get through to her. And not just me, it was me and another student missionary there, where it was just God working powerfully to reach her heart.
When you left, were there any tears?
Oh, absolutely. There were a lot of tears. Yeah. And yes, it was very bittersweet, because I know that I will see a lot of those kids when Jesus comes back, if not before. I do hope to return and visit them. But yes, because I was very attached to them. They were very attached to me as their sole caregiver. And so yes, it was heartbreaking to leave. And I miss them. I miss that ministry a lot. But it was such a privilege for the time that I was able to be there.
Now, you were there for 8 months. Did they return to their households for the off season?
So it's a little bit different down there. They do their school in trimesters and there's breaks in between. The children that do have families can go home to their families during those breaks, and many of them do. There are some kids that stay on campus all year round, but yes, some of them do go home during those breaks.
Tell our listeners about this ministry and how they might get some pictures, go on the website mm-hmm. to be more familiar with this.
So Familia Feliz has a website, www.familia-feliz.org. And you can go on there, learn a lot more about the organization, what they're doing, and see pictures. You can also donate there if the Lord leads you to do that as well. But they do have that website where you can find more information.
If you knew another freshman or sophomore, what would you tell them? You got advice from other students who had been there. What advice do you give? Pass forward.
Yes. Advice I give is always follow God's leading. Always, 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 no matter what. Because it can be so uncomfortable, very scary, very out of your comfort zone, but you will never regret it. And even more than just sophomores and freshmen, any age you are, even if you're not in college, just follow the voice of God and how He's leading you, no matter where that is. If that's overseas as a student missionary, go. If that's to your next door neighbor, go. If that's to your own child at home, talk to them. Like, just God will lead you and use you if you're willing to be led and used.
Amen. Amen. Let's talk just a moment. Now that you went off to college, does the family still play music?
We do some. It's mostly within our local church, special musics and stuff like that. But yes, we enjoy music still.
Okay. And when you get together, do you have kind of like a family jam session?
Sometimes, especially when my older brother is home. Yeah. So it's fun.
And is he the one that's married?
No, he's not married, but he's moved out. He lives in Nevada and he's working and stuff. So he's not around as much.
Okay. Well, very good. It's just been a pleasure to have you on Strong Tower Radio, and God makes a difference even if you've come from a good family.
Absolutely.
God always has higher and more adventures for you.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And we're so glad that your dad tuned into Strong Tower Radio.
Yes.
And it's brought a wonderful experience to an already great family.
Absolutely.
Well, listeners, for Strong Tower Radio, I'm Tom Majeure. Until next time, God bless. Bye now.